We're continuing the Shir and Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Kilei Behema, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Tes Zayin. Ki ho baho talya. Rav Nosson Zal says, because these things are dependent on each other. We'll see in a minute what he's referring to. V'ze b'chinas ner chanaka moisif v'hoylech. And this is also tied into the fact that the opinion in the Gemara that we follow generally is the opinion of Beis Hillel, who says that every single night we increase the number of candles. The first night we light one candle, the second night two candles. Hainu, Rav Nosson Zal says now, ki ha-toira ne'utza tchilosa b'soifa, v'soifa b'tchilosa. Because the chapter in Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on, chapter 2 in Likutei Moran Tanina, which we mentioned has many different pieces to it, Rav Nosson Zal says it's all intertwined and connected, the beginning with the end and the end with the beginning. Ki'al yedei ha-nes ha-godoil she'osa Hashem Yisborach imonu b'yom emahim b'zman hazeh, because through the great miracle that Hashem performed for us at that time, during these days of Hanukkah, al ze kovu shmoyne semei Hanukkah elu lohoidoi solahale lishmoy agod lisbora. Regarding that, our rabbis established this holiday of Hanukkah as a time when we give praise to Hashem's name. Val yedei hatoido vahahoido shemeshabchim alanes, and through the praise that we give Hashem for the miracle, that causes the light of truth to shine into the dibur and all the other special things that we mentioned that are an extension of that. Shezeu bechinas oyer ner Chanukah. That light of truth that Rabbeinu Zal refers to over there is the light of the Chanukah candles, as we mentioned earlier. That the eight candles of Hanukkah correspond to the eight times that the word Emes is written between the Kriya Shema that we say in Shacharis in the morning and the Shemoneh Esrei. The Tekev kishemadlike ner horishon shel Hanukkah, and as soon as we light the first Hanukkah candle, umamshichin oyer hoemes beribua hadibur, thereby drawing the light of truth into the four sections of speech, v'nishlam hadibur shehu loshna kodesh, and thereby we bring a shlemus to the dibur, which is loshna kodesh, shemekusher l'shabbos, which is attached to Shabbos, as we explained earlier. Aydezeh mamshichin hakedusha v'asimcha shel Shabbos l'me'achol. That enables us to draw the holiness and the joy of Shabbos into the weekdays. V'oz Nizgale ki Hashem hu hu elikim. And when we succeed in doing that, in drawing the holiness of Shabbos into the weekdays, then it becomes revealed that Hashem and Elikim are one. Hashem, we mentioned earlier, represents the oneness of Hashem, the highest name of Hashem. Elikim represents kaviocha, the presence of Hashem during the 6 days of the week. And by drawing the holiness of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week, we show that it's all really one. Dahainu, shekol hapu'ulais mishtanois, that all the different creations of Hashem, all the different things, shehein bebchinas shem elekim, who are represented by Hashem's name elekim, nemshochen me'echod haposhut, they all actually originate and draw from the oneness of Hashem. Ki hakoel echod, because it's all one. Ki Hashem hu ha'alikim. Hashem and alikim are one. V'zehu tachlis ha'tikun ha'ne'amar ba'atoyra azois. And this is the ultimate tikun that's mentioned in that chapter in the Likutei Moran, shezoichin al yidei mitzvahs Chanukah, which we're privileged to accomplish and to achieve through the mitzvah by celebrating Chanukah. Now, so that's what we accomplish when we light candles the first night of Chanukah. We kick off this process of drawing the light of Emes into the Dibur, of connecting the weekdays to Shabbos, of drawing from the holiness of Shabbos into the weekdays, and showing that Hashem hu Elokim. V'tekev kishezoichen lezeh, and as soon as we achieve that, lahamshech hasimcha shel Shabbos l'mei achoil, we succeed in drawing the happiness of Shabbos into the weekday, legalois achdus haposhet mitoch pulois mishtanois, and to reveal the oneness from Hashem, from among all the diverse different things, takeif choizer v'nischazek b'yoyser b'chinas hatoido v'hoido. That gives us the ability to give even better toido and hoido, to thank Hashem on a higher level, to praise Hashem on a higher level. Kizoichen shegam achshav b'mei hagolus v'hatzorois shoivrim al Yisrael b'klal u'b'protis b'klal. Because we are zeicha, by lighting those Hanukkah candles now, we are zeicha that even now, today, while we're still in exile and still going through a lot of suffering that the Jewish people are going through as a nation, ubeprotius mashoif al kolechot v'yechot begufa nefesh, and the individual suffering that each and every one of us is experiencing in body and soul, shegam ba'eis hatzoro v'habilbul v'hamaniois v'hadachkus ha'otzum kanal, that even at a time like this, when there's so much suffering and confusion and obstacles and tremendous pressures that everybody's under, yitnu tomid shevach v'oido lishmo yisborach, we can still always give praise and thanks to Hashem al goydel ha'toivoi she'osim onu adheina, over the wonderful good things that Hashem has done for us till now. Ulehistakel al haharchovois shemarchev lanu gam bo'eis hatzorakna, and also to be able to realize the good things that Hashem is doing for us, how Hashem is making things easy and convenient for us, even within our problems and suffering now. Realizing that it could be much, much worse, and actually it's pretty good compared to what it can be. This is an example of drawing the holiness of Shabbos into the weekday, Kimavur Leil, as we discussed earlier in paragraph Zayin, because we said Shabbos represents Olam Haba, when things are going to be perfect, everything's going to be wonderful and great, and when we are able, with in the middle of our suffering and difficulties that we're going through, when we're able to focus on some good things and be able to praise Hashem and thank Hashem for how good things are, we're drawing some of that Shabbos, some of that future where it's all good, that Olam Haba, we're drawing that into the present. Kimavur Leil Heitev, as was explained previously in paragraph Zion, very well. Shezehu gam kein bechinas hisgalus achdus haposhut mitoich pu'ulois mishtanois. This is also an example of revealing the simple oneness of Hashem from the midst of all the diversity. Because the way the Gemara says that nowadays, when something good happens, we bless Hashem, we say hatoiv ha'meitiv. When something bad happens, we say boruch dayan emes. But in the future, it's going to be all hatoiv ha'meitiv. So if you think about that for a moment, what we're saying is that in the future, it's going to be all one, all good. Today, it's not one. Today, it's at least two. There's at least good and bad. In actuality, there's 360 flavors of each. And the bad, sometimes there's 36,000 flavors of bad, of problems that a person's going through. And if at a time like this, right now, while I'm still going through all the difficulties and struggles, all of this diversity, not just good, it's not just good, there's a lot of seeming bad things going on, and I'm able to say, Hashem, thank you for being so good to me, so wonderful to me. Good and wonderful is Olam Haba. That's the future. And I'm drawing some of that into the present. I'm drawing Shabbos into the present, into the weekday. Because when a Jew is zoicha to do that, azai bevadai einoi mizbalbel mishum tzorach chas v'shalom, that person will not get confused or messed up in any way, no matter what kind of problem they're experiencing. Me'achar she'yodeya she'hakol me'ito yisbor. Since the person realizes at all times that it's all from Hashem. It's all from Hashem, and Hashem knows exactly what he's doing, and everything Hashem does has a purpose, a good purpose. So therefore, how can I get upset? How can I get crazy? There's an expression that unfortunately has developed in recent years, and I heard it first in America, and I hear it lately here a lot in Eretz Yisrael also. They imported it to Eretz Yisrael, the Anglos, the English speakers, where anytime something seemingly bad happens, or anything, a person's going through a problem, they say, it's crazy. That's the word, it's crazy. And I've stopped a number of people when they said it, and I said, who's crazy? Because the way you're saying it, what you mean actually is that Hashem is crazy. Is that what you want to say? This expression has come from non-Jews, from people who don't believe in Hashem, who think that that's a perfect statement to make when they see something that seems to be no good, or when they're having a difficult or hard problem. It's crazy. That's what you call it. It's crazy. But for those of us who believe that there is a Hashem, and that everything that's happening is being controlled by Hashem and conducted from Hashem, those are the last two words you would want to let out of your mouth. You would never, ever want to say, it's crazy, because it isn't. Nothing's crazy. You're crazy. The only one who has the option of being crazy or normal is you. You can choose to be normal and do mitzvahs and good things and believe in Hashem. When you choose, when you opt to do sins, the Torah says you are crazy. You're nuts. Because a normal person, given a choice that if I do A, I'm going to get trillions of dollars for eternity. If I do B, I'm going to burn, I'm going to be fried, broiled, boiled and cooked. A normal person couldn't choose B. So all of those millions of people that choose B, they are crazy. But it is not crazy. Hashem is not crazy. And whatever is happening around us is not crazy. It's perfectly normal. And it seems that that's one of the ways of giving people the ability to be angry, depressed, and for the people to be crazy. By defining what's going on as crazy, if things have gone crazy, then it's terrible. Then it really is terrible. If the captain of the ship has left, you know, has died, you know, or OD'd or something like that, and the ship now is going around, there's nobody at the steering wheel, and the thing is, then we're all in big, big trouble. But as long as that's not the case, as long as Hashem is well, alive, well, and in control, there's nothing crazy. Again, it's only we who have to decide whether we're going to choose to be normal, which means to believe in Hashem, to try to realize what Hashem expects from us, what he wants from us, and to do that, or chas v'shalom, opt to do the opposite of that.